Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
If you have got to be perfectly honest with yourself and with those who are nearest and dearest to you, it is an absolute fact that very few people look good in Lycra. I don't think it's not made for everybody. And like cyclists, not all cycling kit is created equal. Vye Cycling Kit, V-Y-E, has been manufacturing custom cycling apparel for the last decade or so. And the owner, Bjorn Vye, is with us on the line to us from Cape Town. Most of the kit that we see in the shops, Bjorn, I think is probably, like most cycling equipment, imported probably from Asia, from China mostly.
Yes, Bruce, there is quite a bit from China and from Europe as well, but there are quite a few manufacturers in South Africa and Cape Town particularly, us being one of them. But I see you are a bit afraid of the skinny Lycra stuff. Nowadays, people are riding in trail shorts, so it covers all the slinky bits.
And, you see, cycling kit is designed for real humans too, and I'm delighted to hear it, Bjorn. I mean, you've been doing this for a decade or so. How big is the market for custom cycling gear? Because there is the off the peg stuff, but there are lots of people like yourself who are manufacturing, you know, more specific batches of gear for real people.
Yes, we do, and that's the biggest part of our business is doing cycle kit for charity groups and cycling teams, and also we call the Absolute Cape Epic the wedding season, because you are manufacturing a whole range of clothing for people that are very different in size, and often the teams coming from Europe, you don't even see them until they come and try their kit on. We call it the wedding season, when people are coming to our factory trying kit on and getting things adjusted specifically for their fit.
It's amazing, isn't it? And we were just talking about the huge number of industries an event like this does support. And clearly, from your perspective, not only is it great for business just for the APSA Cape Epic, but also then they become your show ponies. And people go, hold on a second, that's slightly different. I quite like that gear. A little bit of research gets them to your website.
Absolutely. We always try and make our kits the best and the most market leading kits, so that when it's worn by our athletes, they show it off, and we get more sales that way. Yeah.
Talk to me about the difference then between what is commercially available and the custom made stuff. Your particular gear, which is standout. You very kindly supplied the team at Cape Talk with some masks that you diversified into when cycling died briefly at the start of the pandemic. And I'm assuming that the materials that you use there is the sort of materials that you're using in your cycling gear.
Yes, the cycle kit material mostly comes from Italy, and some of it comes from the East. There's a huge variety of performance fabrics, dry wicking and cooling and stretch and grip and all sorts of tricks to get it to fit and stick and not pull up and not pull down and make you look super slim. And we've got to keep up with all the trends and the reflective and the high vis and the different types of zips and fastening, and it's quite an interesting business actually in terms of keeping up with all the trends, because there are some clothing manufacturers and sportswear manufacturers that haven't kept up with the times, and they not manufacturing so many for the leading athletes like in the Cape Epic, and you just got to keep up, otherwise you'll find yourself left behind.
Is there a greater opportunity to specialize in cycling gear than there would be perhaps in golf and tennis and other sports, which tend to be dominated by the big global brands who very, very clearly focus on those sports? They don't seem to have the same sort of focus when it comes to cycling gear.
That is quite right. When it's in cycling gear, there are manufacturers that are specializing only in cycle gear, and they are not, the bigger brands are not representing in South Africa. It's local manufacturers making for quite big teams, and charity groups, like in as well in the cycle tour, there's big charity groups, and it's all manufactured locally by local manufacturers, including ourselves and others.
That's absolutely brilliant, Bjorn, to have this good and local market. But surely there's got to be a great global opportunity for South African manufacturers of cycling gear, considering just the high level of specialization that you commit to it.
There is definitely a opportunities globally. I think our expertise here in South Africa, and specifically in Cape Town, we are finding that the clothing industry did collapse, but there are still pockets of amazing talent that can be sought out again and brought into the manufacturing plants. And it is definitely going to be in the sportswear, I think. I think the sportswear market in Cape Town and the manufacturing is going to be the next big thing for us. I think we need to be supported, and all the cycle wear and the sportswear industry should be supported in Cape Town and in South Africa, so that we can reinvent the clothing manufacturing in Cape Town.
And it's a wonderful appeal, Bjorn. It really is. What percentage of your business is global? Because you've got a very good website. You do deliveries. You have got mechanisms online to help people size themselves so that they can get the right cut and the right sort of fit. Do you have a big global market at this point in time?
No, we don't have a big global market. We have some clients overseas, and we are one of our better markets is actually in Namibia, because there's quite a in Windhoek. There's a big cycling community there, and we find we are supplying most of the teams and groups and bicycle shops there. A few clients in Europe, but that is definitely an area that we're looking to supply, because we do have some trade agreements with the EU, where it would benefit us to bring in fabrics from Europe and then convert them back into sportswear and send them back to Europe.
Bjorn Bai, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great to be able to reverse the trend. Thank you, Bjorn Bai, the owner of Vi Cycle Kit. You'll find their website, vye.co.za. Bjorn Bai, the owner of Vi Cycle Kit.